Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Liberty in Pink is a new hybrid political action committee dedicated to getting liberty-minded women elected to public office. My special guest, Melissa Denker, is the executive director of Liberty in Pink. She's also a former precinct committeeman in Dunham Township of Illinois. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yep, great to have you here. So, Melissa, tell us a little bit about Liberty in Pink. Why did you found it, and what are you guys doing?
Well, Liberty in Pink is a hybrid political action committee that is focusing on getting female liberty-oriented candidates elected into public office. Mm-hmm. We kind of decided, actually at CPAC, me and a few of my girlfriends were sitting around, and we were all wearing pink. And we were discussing, you know, different PACs that are out there and things like that. And, you know, we really realized that there isn't an elected official that really captivates the liberty movement. We have people like Julie and Kathy and Lola and all of that, but there isn't really an elected official. I mean, the closest that we could find was like Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin, and they don't really captivate the liberty movement. So kind of our whole idea was to go and search for a lot of women out there that want to be in the public office or get elected and kind of train them and get them elected and have them, you know, a separate movement that's going to get them to start spreading our ideologies out there into the public office world.
So are there any special places that you're focusing on right now, and have you got any good prospects?
We are looking currently at different states, like in Georgia and as well as Virginia and different areas like that. We are focused not just on getting ladies that are Republican elected into office, because a lot of people associate the liberty movement with the Republican Party. We're definitely a non-party-based PAC, so if there's any Democrat ladies out there that want to get elected, especially like in the state of Illinois, where it's mostly a democratically controlled state, we're definitely looking. And we have on our website a place where if anybody is interested to nominate themselves, and we'll give you a shot.
Excellent. Okay, that's cool. So you've been pretty outspoken about this recent news story where a Miss USA, there was a big dust up because she was encouraging women to learn self-defense as a way to avoid rape. And feminists online really freaked out about that, saying the way to stop rape is to teach men not to rape, not teach women self-defense. What did you think about that?
Well, for me, I'm a proud proponent of self-defense and the Second Amendment and all of that, and women being able to conceal carry. I live in a state that definitely is not very excited about guns. So for me, when I saw these women, you know, bashing a lady that took a step to empower herself, which some women feel that you're not empowering yourself when you're defending yourself, that you're putting your life on the line, which you are. But it's still, for me, it was frustrating to see these women who are all about, yeah, let's get empower women. Let's close the gender inequality gap, and instead these women are saying, you shouldn't have done that. You're victim blaming, you're adding to the rape culture. And for me, I was like, she's really not. She's taking a stand against somebody that's harming her, just like you would take a stand on a political opinion that so many of these women do and have done with this issue. So for me, it kind of bothered me to see that women were being a little more hypocritical of the way the feminist movement is kind of going towards, and it's definitely focusing on one agenda only, and it kind of bothers me to see that that agenda is really the progressive or the left, super left-wing way, because if women want to actually empower themselves, they need to take the time to step out of the box and look at different issues and start making different solutions, because there's more than one solution when it comes to things like that.
So what do you think of the modern feminist movement as it stands today? Do you call yourself a feminist?
I would not call myself a feminist. I think some people would say that I'm more feminist-leaning, but I wouldn't call myself a feminist because I do feel that everybody on this planet is really created equally. And I do feel that, you know, a lot of women, I am more women-oriented leaning because I do feel that women have the capabilities of becoming a strong proponent in fixing things worldwide. Education is a huge thing for women worldwide to start empowering themselves. So I wouldn't exactly consider myself a feminist because I don't agree with some of their ideas and their opinions, but I definitely am more prone to empowering women.
That's very interesting, because a lot of people nowadays, they want to talk about equality, and equality being sort of like the central issue. There was a case just recently out of the University of London where they banned Nietzsche Club, specifically because the Nietzsche Club, you know, said things like equality is a false god. Do you think that men and women are equal, and what do you think of when you hear people saying we want equality like that?
Well, for me, I do think people are equal in the fact that we're all people and we should all treat each other just like human beings. Realistically, though, it's not really going to happen. People are going to treat you the way they're going to treat you. So for me to see people just kind of start dividing by sex, by race, by religion, by all the different groups that you could possibly be in, instead of just saying, hey, you are you, and I'm going to respect your opinion or respect who you are, you're subcategorizing all these groups of different types of people. And women, of course, we can't do some things that men can't. I'm going to rustle some jimmies by saying that. And there's some things that men can't do either, that women can. And, you know, that's fact of life. It happens. But I shouldn't be stopped. If I want to do something that a man can do, I shouldn't be stopped and said, you can't do that. Everybody has their rights. Everybody, like in the Liberty Movement, what we do believe is everybody can really do as they please and try to do that. And so for me, I don't like to categorize really by, you know, feminists get really upset and men get really, you know, sexist about the different things that we can do. And it's really like, why can't we just do whatever we want to do? Like,
that's
why
a really good question. That's a really good answer. Very good answer to that question. Now, I want to ask you one more very controversial question. What do you think about traditional gender roles?
Well, gender roles. I don't, like, I guess for me, I like to cook, I like to clean, I like to do laundry. That probably will upset some people. And, you know, I like a man that can drive a truck and go lift things and whatever you want to call it, but I don't see a reason why women can't do what a man can do or a man can't do what a woman can do. If a dad wants to be a stay-at-home dad and the woman wants to go out in the workforce, go for it. It's really just up to the individual what they want to do and just to communicate with one another. So for me, I guess traditional gender roles, I don't really count it. I don't, it's really up to the person. And as a religion, I'm Orthodox Christian, so traditional is very strict. So for me, I do think, you know, women have their place and men have their place too, but if you want to switch it up, go for it. It's all about who you are, what you believe in, and I shouldn't have a say in what you can and can't do.
Fantastic. Well, that's really good. You know, a lot of times, I think the problem is that with libertarians is that they want to just use, they say we want to get more women in the liberty movement, and they just want to do it just to have them as political props. They just want to have them to talk about the issues that women care about. And I think that there are obviously issues that women do care about, but too often the problem is that they don't really have an attitude of trying to ask women the questions that they would ask men. So they wouldn't say, oh, well, let me ask you a question about what's happening in Iraq, or let me ask you a question about the shooters in Vegas. And so I think that a lot of times what happens is that even like the feminist libertarians, they tend to talk down to women so much as that they focus on only those issues that women care about, and they neglect to focus on issues that women care about, things like foreign policy, the war on drugs, and other things like that. Would you agree with that?
I 100% agree with that. That's kind of why we really wanted to change the narrative. That was kind of our second portion of being a PAC. Women don't get asked the right questions, and if they do get asked questions about what they believe in when it comes to like abortion or family or education, which are the female questions that people ask, they get used for a specific agenda, whether it's a right-wing agenda or a left-wing agenda. It's never something where they can be outspoken on. Mm-hmm. And for me, that bothered me because I started politics locally. As you said, I was a precinct committeeman, and I just really got involved. And I didn't have anybody to kind of teach me how to even just get involved. I really, until about a year in, found somebody that could mentor me and kind of teach me how to get involved and how to speak and how to voice my opinion without being rough around the edges and pissing a lot of people off. And so for me, I really wanted to go and find a way that women who want to get involved, who want to run for office, aren't labeled as tinfoil crazies or aren't inexperienced to teach them how to become an experienced leader that's going to be a true voice for the liberty movement and for the true voice for most Americans, honestly. So for me, I completely agree. We should start asking women about economic policy, about foreign policy, the war on drugs. What do we feel about it? Because it's not just a male issue. It's definitely a female issue.
That's fantastic. All right, Melissa. So just one last question for you. Who are you most inspired by? What female role models do you really look up to?
I really like Margaret Thatcher. And I also am inspired by, I read a book called Half the Sky. And I read the whole book is basically it describes women in like third world countries who either were raped or were, you know, almost burned, thrown acid on, were completely humiliated, weren't able to get an education. So when I read that book, it wasn't just about their sad story. It was about what they did to go and empower themselves and become a bad person and start making a difference. So I would say definitely all of those women. And most women in the world, if you start talking to them, they all have a passion, and they're all inspired by something. So I would definitely say a lot of people inspire me.
That's fantastic.
And make a difference.
Excellent. Well, great interview. Where can people learn a little bit more about Liberty and Pink?
You can look us up on the web, www.libertyandpink.org, and you can find us on Facebook, Liberty and Pink, Twitter, @LibertyandPink. We're definitely really active, and we want to get the word out about us. So like our page, follow us on Twitter, and check out our website.
All right, check them out. Thanks very much, Melissa. You have a great day.
Thank you.